Hi, Paul Slackus, Good News Broadcast. I'm here in Montauk. I'm at the Montauk Manor, and it's an honor always to be with you as well. So what we're going to do today is we've made a decision that we feel goes along with a few of the things that are happening today. Today, the 19th of June. What's happening today is, I guess, first regarding the COVID concerns here in the New York, or nationally or internationally, but just speaking on New York, since we are headquartered in New York City, we've had good news, and people are attributing it to the strength of the community, of her being responsible to their fellow neighbors as well as themselves, and taking care to make sure that people were safe and continue to be safe. So we're going to be making some changes in the city here in the state of New York, as well as other states in the United States and places located throughout the world, to lessen the restrictions on each other. And that's good news, okay? Because it's good to actually have weathered a storm. And let's just pray big time, and keep the fingers crossed and the brain open. We will have made the right decision at the right time, but I would say, you know, for a while, we still need to be very wise, okay? In addition to that being today happening, is that today is also being marked in many, many places as a national holiday in the state of New York, the city of New York. Are paying some attention to, in essence, emancipation, and due respect, and calling it has been called over the years, June 10th, and I'm not sure if I say it exactly right, but what I know is I feel it. What's important is that we're all equal, and that everybody's has their due respect, and we've been involved with due respect and freedom, as you know, with Richie Havens, and I did the Woodstock concert, the 20th anniversary, and he started Woodstock by singing Freedom. So, you know, all we are is Homo sapiens, and all we are is what we are for each other, and we continue on with that mission and that thought. But with that in mind, we did on January 1st, and we have done over the years, and so on and so forth. We have a story on called for Emancipation on January 1st, which was a day declaring emancipation in certain parts of the United States. And there's a video that goes along with it, some very wise people talking about emancipation. In addition, we have a couple other stories on there. NAACP is doing a virtual show this evening and worthy of checking out. And a friend, Chip Shelton, wrote a song for this day. So let's, I feel, utilize this day for all. Let's utilize it for African Americans who have lived under unfortunate scenarios from unfortunate people, feeling that they could misuse others. And that's not right. It's never right. It's not right for anybody, and any ethnicity, any race, any color, any creed. So let's hope that this time and what's happening here right now is really a wake-up call for all. And I think that's the mindset that we need to focus on. By far, the African Americans are leading the way in this today scenario because of their frustrations and anger. And even Richie Havens said they're some angry people. So anybody doesn't think an African American is as good as them, you're wrong. And anybody doesn't think I'm as good as an African American, you're wrong. Because I'm saying so. No. Because that's the fact. You're my brother, and I have sisters, and we're Homo sapiens, and that's the bottom line. Can't get away from it. No country, no religion, no color will ever change the fact that we're brothers and sisters. And the birds are singing, and that means it's so. As I say, ahoy, ahay, is that what Africans say? Ahoy, ahay. I don't know. I've been involved with the African community a long time. So so that's what's happening. We actually put the borough president of Brooklyn on also, Eric Adams, talking about the day and things going on in Brooklyn. So that's cool too. So now this weekend we're doing a rainforest special at Miami, and you know, collaboration with some good friends, Christina Roger and her team down there, because it's the rainforest day on the 21st, and they're also going to show on the 28th at the New Yorker Hotel in Key Biscayne. They're going to show our movie and other great movies, so that's a big honor. They're going to show Woodstock Forever, and they're going to show our Peace Day sizzle reel. I want to mention tonight, if anybody's interested, Clearwater has a Zoom meeting today, and so that's awful cool. Also, a buddy of mine, Jeff Hayslip, has a C-Suites event today at 5 o'clock. So a lot of things going on. So I'll end up with Claire Diab, who has been with us and doing her yoga for actually firefighters, but it applies to all of us. Using it on the steps here in the Montauk Manor. We have elevators, but I'm going up the stairs to get my respiratory system into good shape. And you know what? After you do it a couple times, it's easier. So she says, take one step, breathe in. Next step, breathe out. In and out. And she taught me yoga, and I'm a certified yoga instructor. Thanks to Claire, and thanks to working hard to make that happen. So once again, this is going to be our last 3 o'clock show for the time being, and we're going to take a little time to reflect on what we've done. We have to actually catch up on some of these last shows. Since I went out here to Montauk, we need to edit some more. So we have some of our work to do. But you go to the website, goodnewsplanet.tv or Good News Broadcast, and you can see a lot of good people doing good things for humanity. And that's what I like. So thank you very much. And 7 o'clock, we'll ring a bell. And hopefully that bell will last a long time. And I think the important thing is to keep that bell and or your thoughts about the heroes in your life and the people that are going out of their way that might not even know who you are. Besides knowing that you are our brother and sister, and putting their life in arm's way, I think is what they call it. So that's all good news, and thank you very much for sharing it. And come on out to the Montauk Manor. You clear out your head, and you'll feel a lot better. So it's good news broadcast. We're honored to have the trademark for that happy face, arms and legs, and we're just happy to be happy, and we're happy to be alive. So I'll say a moment of prayer for those that have passed under circumstances not of their choice. So it's a moment of silence. In due respect, we do our moment of silence for September 21st for the International Day of Peace as well, in the thought for world peace everywhere and anywhere. And we can do it. We're going to be fine. There's most of the world is on the peace page, is on the love page. Love is the answer. So let's make that happen. All right. Thank you very much. And I'm so happy to get a chance to talk to you. Bye-bye.